Kennedy Center Board votes unanimously to add Donald Trump's name to iconic D.C. venue. By Jasmine Jordan on December 18, 2025. The Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts will now bear the names of two American presidents after its board of trustees voted unanimously on Thursday to rename the institution the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. The decision, announced on December 18, 2025, marks a historic renaming of the iconic Washington, D.C., venue. The board's unanimous decision recognizes Chairman Donald J. Trump's role in saving the institution from what Roma Duravi, Vice President of Public Relations at the Kennedy Center, described as financial ruin and physical destruction. Speaking to Breitbart News at the Kennedy Center Honors, President Trump said the institution had been really enhanced and emphasized that his administration had saved the Kennedy Center. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed the news with a post on X, writing, "I have just been informed that the highly respected board of the Kennedy Center, some of the most successful people from all parts of the world, have just voted unanimously to rename the Kennedy Center to the Trump Kennedy Center, because of the unbelievable work President Trump has done over the last year in saving the building. Not only from the standpoint of its reconstruction, but also financially, and its reputation," Leavitt continued. "Congratulations to President Donald J. Trump. And likewise, congratulations to President Kennedy, because this will be a truly great team long into the future. The building will no doubt attain new levels of success and grandeur." The renaming is presented by the board as reflecting unequivocal bipartisan support for America's cultural center into the future and follows nearly a year of substantial changes. In a February Truth Social post, Trump stated that he intended to make the Kennedy Center great again, announcing that he had terminated several members of the Board of Trustees who, in his words, "do not share our vision for a golden age in arts and culture." He criticized drag shows specifically targeting our youth, declaring, "this will stop," and described the Kennedy Center as an American jewel that must reflect the brightest stars on its stage. The Kennedy Center broke an all-time attendance record for a public event in March 2025 with its Earth to Space, Arts Breaking the Sky fireworks show, which drew over 11,000 attendees. A Kennedy Center representative stated that 76% of those who attended had never visited the venue before. The event was open to the public and featured a 360-degree rooftop view and interactive experiences.